Pediatric healthcare is sometimes seen as a small market, but there's plenty of room for innovation. And this year, at the Seaport World Trade Center in Boston, on October 30th and October 31st, Boston Children's Hospital is holding its second annual Pediatric Innovation Summit, Taking on Tomorrow. The summit will address opportunities and challenges in pediatric healthcare. Taking on Tomorrow will feature an innovation tank, a forum designed to give pediatric healthcare innovators an opportunity to pitch their business or product and receive feedback from an acclaimed panel of judges, as well as possible funding provided by Innovation Tank sponsor Philips Healthcare. To view the full program and register, visit takingontomorrow.org. Welcome to Innovation That Sticks. I'm your host, Ethan Barron, Manager of Healthcare Information Systems here at HIMSS. Let's get started with episode 26 of Innovation That Sticks. Today we're joined by Hallie Teko, a founder and managing director of Rock Health, and Dr. Michael Doctor, the clinical director of innovation at Boston Children's Hospital. Hey guys, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Good.
Well, thanks for joining us. Hallie, let me start with you. What do you see as the state of innovation in pediatric healthcare?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time for healthcare innovation overall, and tools and services for kids is really no exception. When I really started thinking about this, I thought, you know, this post-millennial generation, they're digital natives. They've had lifelong use and comfort with technology, not to mention their parents, who are more connected than ever and using tools like DocDoc and WebMD already. So I think tools for this age group are, it's an exciting time because they're able to adopt new technologies at a comfort level that we haven't seen before. And, you know, I think the other piece that is really interesting is how often and when children interact with the healthcare system. So they're more likely to be insured than adults. And, you know, at home and at school, they have caregivers who are looking out for their health. So I think there's a huge opportunity for innovation, even beyond just healthcare innovation in general.
Great. And Dr. Doctor, you're the co-founder of Hacking Pediatrics, and that's a hackathon focused on pediatric healthcare. Where do you think we stand?
So, you know, Hacking Pediatrics was really an effort that came out of trying to give resources to, you know, specifically clinicians and folks at Children's Hospital to help bring ideas to life. And so I think it's a really exciting time in innovation, and particularly in pediatrics, because it's a relatively ignored category of healthcare, given it's a relatively small market. But there's tremendous opportunity with the exciting things happening in the consumer space. And, you know, the whole effort behind Hacking Pediatrics was really bringing the resources to the clinicians to help bring their clinically focused ideas to life, and at the same time, you know, try to solve problems for patients and families that they're encountering. So, you know, partnering up with the Hacking and Medicine group out of MIT, we really had a very successful event last year and are planning what I hope will be an even more successful event this year.
Great. And you mentioned it was a small market. Hallie, you know, you're with Rock Health. Are you seeing companies and are you supporting any companies in that small market right now?
Yeah, definitely. We have a few companies that are focusing exclusively on pediatrics, including Acumen, CellScope, Tinsights, and Kerbal Health. So those four. But what we're also seeing is that some companies that are serving both adults and children or maybe they were thinking they were just going to serve adults, has now evolved. And one of the interesting things I found out was that one of our companies, a telemedicine company called Doctor on Demand, about a third of their calls are the parents calling on behalf of a child. So they didn't intend to be a tool for pediatrics, but they're turning into something that really resembles a mixed user base.
And I guess another question for you, Hallie, you know, what are the challenges that you're seeing for these innovators in the pediatric space? And Doctor, please feel free to chime in on it as well.
Yeah, so there are a couple of things that are specific to this space. I think in general, healthcare is a challenging industry for innovators, but particularly for tools that target kids under 13, there are legal limitations for and the online service. So entrepreneurs do need to be extra diligent when building for this audience. But it also, interestingly, gets complicated in, say, like the teenage years, where some children are receiving medical treatment without the parents' consent. So the question is, whose data is that? Is it the parents or the child? And if the parent has been managing the health data of a child, you know, growing up, at what point does it switch hands from the parent to the child? We don't have any written rules around that. But those are, you know, technical challenges, you know, challenges that I think are pretty easy for us to overcome. I think the harder question to answer is really who pays for innovation in pediatrics. And as Dr. Doctor said earlier, it's been a space that has been overlooked by a lot of innovators in the past. And I think it's no different now. We're still seeing challenges on who's responsible for paying for tools that'll be used by kids. One quick anecdote is that we have a company called Curbo Health, which is building mobile tools to help kids maintain a healthy weight. And parents have to pay out of pocket because insurance companies won't pay for that. Now, the insurance companies will pay for bariatric surgery if a parent wants to go down that road, but they won't pay for an app that's proven to help a child lose weight. So there are some, you know, issues within the system and the payments that need to be fixed so that these innovations can be widely rolled out without burdening a family that might not be able to pay for it.
So I would absolutely echo some of Hallie's comments. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with a very diverse audience in pediatrics. You have incredibly engaged parents of very young children, and building solutions for them via their child is really an interesting problem. And at the same time, you have on the other end of the spectrum very disengaged teenagers who it's, you know, building a very different solution to cater to that market. So that's and dealing with all the regulatory and ethical questions around privacy and all that are points that are very well taken. The other issue that I see from my side as a clinician and attempting innovator is really some of the challenges that we face as clinicians, just really a lack of understanding of how it is to be an entrepreneur or how it is to access folks that can help you build solutions. So truthfully, Hacking Pediatrics was born out of that frustration and lack of understanding that there's, you know, really brilliant folks that we surround ourselves with at Boston Children's. And some of them are lucky in that they know how to navigate the system or they know the right people to help build solutions. But again, Hacking Pediatrics really was born out of an interest of bringing really diverse groups together, folks that have entrepreneurial background, engineers and designers, and people that can hear a clinical pain point from a clinician or a parent or patient and help them design a solution for that problem. And so getting around the problem of, you know, educating and engaging our clinicians and patients and parents that, you know, there are possibilities of building solutions is something that we're working hard at and something that I think is a challenge that we're beginning to overcome slowly but surely.
Great. And, you know, Hallie, you're actually a judge at the Innovation Tank, which is sort of like a Shark Tank innovation panel at Tanking on Tomorrow at Boston Children's Hospital. What is the best way to get started, and how can an idea flourish around pediatric innovations? And, you know, what does it take to become a successful startup?
I wish I had a short answer for that. There are so many moving pieces when starting a company. I would say some of the more important elements are in this space, particularly, is building out a multidisciplinary team. And I think something like Hacking Pediatrics is a great example of bringing these diverse minds together so that we can have various viewpoints around the table when coming up with the solution. So having the physician or clinician that has a lot of patient experience to help guide the use case, having a development team that can build a really great product, having someone that understands how to sell that product and get paid. So I would say the team is probably the most important factor. And whenever I'm evaluating a company, I would say the team is probably number one. especially at the early stage when the idea is going to evolve so much over the first few years, you really have to have a solid team in place. And then I think beyond that is really talking to customers early on and making sure you're building something that people don't just want to use but will pay to use. I think in the hospital setting, there are a lot of things that you know, physicians would want to use, but if there's not budget to pay for it, or if it's not making a big enough difference that they're finding value to pay for, then that's a charity, not a business. And there are a lot of great you know, opportunities to build tools that don't make money, but if you want to build a business, you have to find a pain point within the system that you can alleviate in a way that can actually generate money and create a, you know, scalable, sustainable business.
So I would just completely agree with everything that Ali said, and again, that our focus with Hacking Pediatrics, as an example, is really bringing that core team together. So identifying a so-called pain point or a clinical problem, whether it's, you know, in the hospital or in the home, a patient identifies, or, you know, a doctor or a nurse can identify, and really surrounding that person with, you know, the right team that can help think about this from an entrepreneurial perspective and how to build the business, you know, from a design and development perspective of how do we, you know, design this appropriately, how do we, you know, attack this from a technical perspective, having engineers on this. So building arguably a multidisciplinary team that really, you know, think about all angles of the experience and what will ultimately be our value proposition and a business. I couldn't agree more with what Hallie was saying.
Great. Well, Doctor, what do you think is something that is possible in healthcare with more innovation?
I think we're just scratching the surface right now. I mean, if you think about the fact that the iPhone was invented just a few years ago and seeing the advances in consumer space, you know, I would argue that medicine is 20 years or more behind the curve, and I think a young, fresh, new light and look at medicine is coming on board here, and I think people are beginning to start to apply some of the advances in the consumer space in healthcare, and so we're seeing this real exciting explosion of, you know, mobile apps and, you know, wearables and things that are really suddenly democratizing the healthcare experience. And so I foresee a time in the not too distant future where we're really impacting our ability to educate our patients, to engage them, to track them in a meaningful way that actually we can impact their care. And, you know, I mean, really looking to hit the IHI triple aim of better care, better experience at lower costs. I think we have a tremendous opportunity to prevent illness and improve, especially the chronic care of patients with, you know, a variety of chronic illnesses. So it's, to me, a really exciting time, and I think we're really just getting started.
Hallie, would you agree that we're just getting started in terms of innovation?
Absolutely. I think it's the last 2 years have been really an inflection point in the system, just opening up and becoming more excited and welcoming to working with outsiders. And we're seeing more of the hospitals, more of the payers, more of the pharma companies. Every single stakeholder in the system is starting to you know, get outside of their campus and work with others from different industries. And I think that's really exciting. And to just follow up on kind of the idea of technology reducing some costs and improving the patient experience, I think a big use of technology is to free up this very scarce resource of doctors so that they can focus on the most important and complex cases. There are a lot of things that are more routine, low acuity, that if we can solve through technology. I think CellScope's a great example of that. They have, you know, an otoscope that sits over the camera on a smartphone so parents can take images and videos of the inner ear from home, send it to the doctor, you know, remotely, and get that prescription without having to go into the hospital or ER late at night. And that's, you know, saving tons of time and money. And it makes the, you know, the physician's job a lot easier. It is less stress for the parent and the child. And that's, you know, just kind of the tip of the iceberg of what's possible.
So, Hallie, I'm going to stay with you. You've been named to CNN's 12 Entrepreneurs Reinventing Healthcare, and you've been on Goldman Sachs' Most Intriguing Entrepreneurs list. So, going back to the Innovation Tank, what are you hoping to see from the people presenting at the Innovation Tank, and any tips for catching your eye?
Yeah, I'm so excited to see the ideas that are going to be presented at this Innovation Tank. I've actually never been something like this, so it's new for me too. In general, through my work at Rock Health, we really focus on companies that are venture backable, meaning that they can actually scale, that they're not just a niche app that's not going to go anywhere, but it can really create a large scale impact. So, that's what I would say I'm looking for is ideas that are both new and novel that I haven't seen before, but also those that just have a huge opportunity.
And Doctor, you're not a judge, but what do you hope to see at the Innovation Tank? And obviously, you've seen a lot of things coming out of Hacking Pediatrics. What are some themes, and what are things that catch your eye when you're judging events like this?
I think what's most exciting about this time, be it for the Innovation Tank or other innovation opportunities, specifically around pediatrics, is seeing these exciting, potentially transformative technologies applied to children and alleviating issues that both the patients and the families are dealing with. So when I can see opportunities that are presented where a technology that will dramatically change a child's experience or their disease, that's a really exciting thing. And again, the more and more this concept of innovation and collaboration is expanding, we're seeing more and more of these sorts of things coming out. So I'm excited to see really engaging mobile apps and various technologies that will hopefully have a dramatic impact on children and their families.
Well, Hallie and Doctor, this conversation has been great. Really looking forward to seeing the conversations that come out of Taking On Tomorrow at Boston Children's Hospital on October 30th to October 31st. Again, today our guests have been Hallie Tekko, a founder and managing director at Rock Health, and Doctor, the clinical director of innovation at Boston Children's Hospital. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Innovation That Sticks. For more great podcasts, visit hims.org/podcasts. Music for today's podcast is brought to you through a Creative Commons license, song title Glass Half Empty by Jazar, off their album Scenes from the Zoo.